For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. We've been hearing a lot about COVID-19 from health experts and elected officials. Now we're going to hear from a family that's contending with a case inside their own home. For disclosure's sake, the wife is a longtime acquaintance of mine. Her husband tested positive for coronavirus late last week. To give them confidentiality, we're identifying them by the aliases of Amy and Jim. I called them at their Idaho residence earlier this week to check in and started by asking Jim when he first realized he wasn't doing well.
About a week ago, last Monday, I started getting a little dry cough. And then Tuesday morning, it progressed to kind of chills, achiness. I did not have a fever. And our healthcare facility here has a testing tent. And I drove by and they screened me and said I passed the criteria, and they tested me on Thursday afternoon, and then I received a call Friday evening from the health district to tell me that I was positive.
What was your response to the news, Jim?
It certainly changed my perspective. I think up to that point, I was living under the delusion that I just had a little bit of a cold or I was run down from increased work. But it became very real at that point, and you know, immediately you start thinking about your family and those around you that you may impact.
And there was some fear, for sure. You know, we'd been super careful. I'd already really increased cleaning since he was in healthcare, washing hands, disinfecting surfaces. I think there was just, you know, how did it find its way in? But as we know, it's super contagious. I think also the fact that he didn't have a fever, and we were being told that was a main symptom to look for.
I know my family are showing some symptoms. They appear to be somewhat mild, which is somewhat comforting. I'm feeling better, and the health district is calling every day, as well as the health system that I belong to, so it feels good.
I understand that Amy has you sectioned off in a different part of the house?
Yes, there's three of us in our household, and everybody's in their own room. Everybody's got an assigned bathroom. Everybody goes down and does something at one point, and then Amy runs through and wipes everything down with sanitizer.
We follow the recommendation of being separated, doing that, and just trying to eat well, stay hydrated, and just following the guidelines they've provided for us.
And it sounds like hydration is a very important part of this.
Hydration is super important. They're saying that the medications that you do take, they really can't do their job unless you are having the proper intake of fluids.
Is it difficult to, I imagine in a family, hugging, kissing, high fives, I mean, that's probably something that you're not engaging in right now for a while.
Right. That's correct. I think, you know, right now a lot of families are being quarantined and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But for us, it's a little different with the self-isolation. So we're living together, but apart, which is very different right now. Different than I think we expected, where we might be able to be playing games and doing what, you know, families do when they're indoors for a while. But it's a little different for us right now. Hold on, Brian. I'm going to cough.
Amy tells me that you've had some good support from family and friends. What's the best thing that you've had them do for you and the family so far, Jim?
You know, I excuse me. It's been really nice and comforting. Dave, most of the family have called every day. They're very understanding. They want to know how we're doing. They're also very curious about, you know, what are the symptoms? How is it impacting you? Because they haven't experienced this like we have. And I think they're worried it's coming.
As someone who is currently having an active case of COVID-19, Jim, I was just curious, how informed do you stay on top of all the developments of this global pandemic? Are you watching the news? Or are you just reading up on articles? Do you feel like you're fairly informed, or do you prefer just kind of leave it out of mind for a while?
I have stopped really going online and trying to stay current with it. In the area that I live, it came on so fast and the number of cases so quickly. I don't anticipate anything in the news other than it continuing to increase and ramp up in its severity. So I'm choosing to kind of detach from some of that for a while.
What do you do to pass the time?
Thank God for Netflix and streaming. But I'm continuing to do some work from home to stay engaged, because there's a lot of activity around this COVID-19 going on where I work. Talking a lot with friends and family who keep calling.
I'm probably more TV watching than normal, reading, online gaming, definitely sleeping more, trying to get our rest. We're even supposed to be distancing ourselves from our pets, but that is proving to be nearly impossible. We just have one dog and one cat, but they're wanting to be right near us. The recommendations are to stay some distance from your pet. They're not really clear of the effects, so that has us nervous. And while they bring us comfort, we're doing our best to keep our distance, but it's just a little impossible, especially when a cat wants to jump up on your lap when you don't feel good.
I understand that currently neither you nor your son have been tested for coronavirus. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is it because you're not displaying full symptoms or strongly pronounced symptoms?
I think there's such a stress on the system with a limited amount of test kits that having already been exposed to someone that tests positive, they would just prefer that we stay home and monitor our symptoms and stay in touch with Central District Health at this time.
What are some examples you've seen of kindness, compassion, or people just being good Samaritans in this pandemic?
We're seeing so much kindness, not just with our own friends and family, but also happening within our own community and around the country. You know, people are trying to help local establishments, our healthcare workers, retailers, pharmacists. So many people that are just trying to do their jobs so that we can stay safe. They're major heroes right now. And it just shows that sometimes that we can be our best when I think we're faced with the worst.
You and Jim have a teenage son. Can I ask how he's holding up in the midst of all this?
Well, you know, fortunately, we live in a day and age when our teenagers are very well connected socially. And, of course, he has his pack of friends that are checking on him and wanting to help as well. He is doing his online gaming. He's playing his guitar, and family's checking in with him as well. And he is really super appreciative of the network of friends and family that we have around us as well.
Do you feel that you and your husband have been able to communicate effectively the seriousness of the coronavirus without being alarmist or raising concerns that may not be realistic?
I think we've been very realistic with him. I can see where this could be an issue with younger children for sure. You know, watching the news with him and him staying informed and has been really important. He's pretty dialed into that anyway on his own. But, you know, just making sure we continue to have conversations about what's important, and social distancing, especially in the beginning, was huge because I think so many people felt that younger folks would be fine and not really be as affected by this. But as we know, they can be huge carriers in this pandemic.
Big stories that came out of the previous weekend were all these teenagers who gathered for spring break in Florida, and it was kind of that whole, oh, whatever happens, happens kind of attitude. And even though they may not be at strong risk compared to some other demographics, there was a lot of concern that they could still be carriers and bringing the coronavirus back to planes, their dorms, their homes when they come visit, so it still was a significant threat.
Exactly. It's just very unfortunate. And in fact, he was watching the news that night when that came on, and he was just shaking his head in disbelief. So I think we do have a responsibility to be educating our children, especially the teenagers, where it's so hard for them and they want to be out and be active, but we all need to do our part.
So Amy, is there any advice you'd want to share to our listening audience in terms of preparing for coronavirus and also what to do if they or a close relative test positive?
You know, I don't want to add to the hoarding madness that we've seen going on, but you will be in quarantine for quite some time if that's on top of the quarantine that you're already maybe doing. So, you know, make sure you do have medications. They are advising on different ones. You can look out at the CDC website and see what those are or ask your healthcare provider. But make sure you do have some medications as well as just some basic necessities on hand. I know that some grocery stores and restaurants are also providing delivery. And then, of course, be in touch with your doctor as soon as you find out. It's also normal to be scared, but not to panic. And, of course, if symptoms get worse, you'd want to call your ER in advance.
People really should take social distancing and this COVID-19 threat very serious. It's very disheartening when you see the news and people are on the beach or they're continuing to get together. At this point, you know, what I realized is, excuse me, it's not about me as an individual anymore. It's really about those around me and trying to keep them safe. And I wish people would really consider that a little bit more.
Yeah, just stay safe. Look out for neighbors and friends. They're definitely high risk, especially if they're alone. Be checking on those folks. This is just, it's a very serious thing. Take it seriously, people.
Jim and Amy, thank you so much for your time. I've got my fingers crossed for the best possible outcome for everyone. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amy and Jim from their undisclosed residence in Idaho. Jim is nearing his first week after testing positive for COVID-19, and his wife and son are likely infected too.